Okay, we're both adults. There's no need to be childish about this. I'm sorry. I am sincerely sorry that I took the last cupcake. But seriously, your name wasn't on it. And if you leave a chocolate cupcake, what do you... No, I'm going to be mature. I'm going to be very mature and offer to make it up to you with sexual favours. I will give you half an hour or whatever you want tonight. And all because I ate your cupcake. That sounds vaguely sexual. I ate your cupcake. And now I'll let you do whatever you want. Sorry, can keep it up. Let's keep the word cupcake out of the bedroom. No. Seriously though. I'm really sorry. I can't believe you're not answering your phone. Well, actually, I can't believe it. It was a really good cupcake. If you want, I'll bake you something to replace it. Anything you want. And we can have it after we have half an hour of dirty sex. Well, you know, at least half an hour. As long as you want. Oh, fuck. This is ridiculous. I love that we can have these petty little playful arguments. Then I do something to make it better, and then you do something to make it better, and I've never been this comfortable. Oh, by the way, there's only one more Earl Grey tea bag in the cupboard. And obviously, I'm going to want to drink it when I come home. So be sure not to have it. Because if you did, well, then I would have to get annoyed. And that half an hour, 4 hours, might just turn rough. If you finish my tea, I'll have to spank you for it. So just to be clear, do not have the tea that's in the top cupboard on the left-hand side. Absolutely do not have it. Don't touch it. Did I tell you that I bought a new spanking spoon? yeah. And also, that cupcake was delicious. It was so good that I touched myself after eating it. Okay. Oh. I really want a cupcake and a cup of tea now. 'Tis not fair. Mwah.